This is Wade Rasky with the Chief Organizer's Report. No news would be good news on Iran. No matter how hard I try, I can't seem to not read way too many of the stories about Trump's folly, the U.S. and Israel attack on Iran. I fool myself as I read, thinking I can figure out what the frick they think they're doing and how this will turn out. Any silver lining in these dark clouds of war so far is escaping me. The best I can figure from the cheap seats thousands of miles away is simple and maybe simple-minded. Trump and Netanyahu seem to have taken a war to Iran because they could, and because they both think they will never have an Iran in a weaker position than now. They have no idea how this will turn out. They've crossed their fingers and are hoping they throw a bunch of missiles up against the wall in that direction, and somehow it'll come out all right. In an op-ed clearly planted by the administration, a retired general and former head of Central Command with Middle Eastern responsibility for the U.S. military forces made the case that Iran's government was evil, a threat to the region and its own people, and its weakness is an opportunity. Some of this is certainly true. Reading the piece, I couldn't help feeling this was a backseat driver who must have been begging back when to be able to drive. One clear tell was his argument that almost every president other than Trump has been fooled and duped by Iran. In another op-ed, this time by former National Security Advisor to President Obama, he makes a point-by-point argument that underlines the horrors when you wed autocracy with unrestrained military might. Clearly, as well backgrounded as the former general, there was no way to read this piece and believe that sober calculations had been made or that this would end well. The notion that there could be a Venezuelan solution here, as Trump seems to wish, were the case, he does everything but ridicule. Meanwhile, trying to follow Trump's own rationalizations for all of this in real policy terms is impossible. There seems to be no real end game. Now he says this could last 5 or 6 weeks, or essentially as long as it takes. Wow, have we heard that before, over and over? How is this not Trump's own addition to the forever wars that even he had promised to end and criticized continually? This is when unrestrained ego trumps any kind of common sense. Remember when Bush II and his generals made the case for Iraq? Even though built on fiction, they tried to prepare the American public for war, brought Congress along with them, and thought it critical that they made the case in the United Nations and had allies in this coalition of the willing. None of this now. Congress, which is responsible for declaring war, has been sidelined. All reports indicate that Israel and the U.S. just put their heads together and didn't bother asking or informing allies. There was no interest in moving public opinion. One minute we're negotiating, the next report is bombs away. All of the news is bad and depressing. Short of a miracle, how can this end well? This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.